I tell you a little story about myself. Me and my wife was looking for another vehicle for me and the wife there. We only had one. And I had it on my mind. I got to looking around and I saw all the restored 55s and 56s and all these nice looking cars and trucks. And I said, boy, I want one. I want to get me one of them. And I didn't have a clue. Did not have a clue on how to do anything like that. I didn't know anything about Bondo. Didn't know anything about paint. Didn't know anything about body work in general. Didn't know anything about it. All I knew, I wanted one. I wanted one what they got. So me and my wife got to call around my buddy Brad, driver. He gave me a number to a guy that had an old car sitting in a barn. He had it sitting in there, and he said, come look at it. It runs. Just ain't been out in a while. Ain't seen the sunlight in a while. And so me and my wife, we went to look at it. And for some reason, even with the dust, had two big old rust holes. My wife remembers in the hood. I had two big old rust holes cut out in the hood there. Just big old spots. Had a big old spot in the back, right there below the back of the tire there. It had a spot. Just looked awful. I had nothing inside of it as far as that goes, but I wanted it. I don't know why, but I wanted it. I didn't look at all the rust. I didn't look at all the mice droppings in the car. I didn't look at all the interior problems it had. It didn't have a headliner. It was dangling down. Ain't been started in forever. When he started it for me, it puffed out black smoke, and boy, it just sounded awful. It sounded awful, but for some reason, I wanted the car. And every time I looked at that car when he was telling me about it, I didn't see it for what it was, but I saw it for what it could be. Amen? I saw it for what it could be. Even though I had no idea how to do it, I wanted this car, and I told my wife, I said, I want this car. She said, really? I said, yeah, I want this car. So me and my wife, we said, we'll take it. So I went back about a day or two later, and we got it, didn't have no tags on it. We were worried about it breaking down on the interstate, so we took the back roads home. And we finally got it home. I went straight into it. I tore the inside of it out and got to meet a good friend of mine. And he knew about what I'd done, felt sorry for me. And he said, you know what? Me and my brother, we're into this kind of stuff. If you bring it to my house, just every so often, on the weekend, I'll help you get this car the way you want it. And every few weekends, every other weekend, not every weekend, but every other weekend, I spent about 2 hours at his house on Saturday trying to get this car in shape. And I didn't have a clue, but he would show me what to do. He said, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. So do it just this way. And that's what I did. Sure, I messed up time too, but, you know, after a while, I got the hang of it. Then months later, we finally got it done, and it was exactly the way I had it pictured in my mind. Just as shiny as new, just as pretty as it could be, and it was mine. You know, a lot of people would have looked at that car and said that was a hopeless cause. Would have left it in the barn and would have let it rot. You know, there's a lot of old cars and old trucks sitting out there in barns today and farm fields just rotting away. And everybody looks at him and says, boy, that's just a bunch of junk. Why don't he get rid of that? Why don't he scrap it? Why don't he get a little bit of money? Every time I go by and see these old cars and trucks, I don't look at what the shape they're in. I look at the potential. You know, Jesus Christ looked at all of us, and I guarantee you none of you looked brand new when he first saw you. None of you looked like much as far as in man's eyes. I mean, we all had our issues. We had holes. We had dents, we had scratches, we had engine issues. Boy, we were puffing, and I'm sure most of us were probably puffing black smoke, and we were running on fumes. But yeah, Jesus passed by, and he saw the potential. Amen? He said, that is something worth saving. That's someone worth saving. He stopped, and he took me, and he made me what I am today, little by little. Amen? I'm not perfect by no means. Amen. I still got a dent here, still got a little bit there, and he's still working. Amen. But eventually, amen, I'll be exactly what he wants, what he sees for me to be. And I'm glad for that. Amen. I'm a sucker for old, antique, and rusted out stuff because I look at it and I see what it could be. Amen. And I thank the Lord that's the way He sees us. Just like that lady I got to hear a testimony by. A lot of people would have gave up on her. Said she's hooked on heroin, she's probably going to kill herself, and we'll see her name in the obituary here before too long. But you know what? She had a mom and daddy that didn't give up on her. She had a friend that knew Christ and didn't give up on her. Amen. And got to a lowest point in her life, and she knew she couldn't get no lower than any lower, she'd be in the ground. And then Jesus came by, amen, and saved her from her sin. And now she's clean, now she's sober, and now she has a testimony. Amen. A testimony. Amen. I love hearing somebody, amen, with a heart, amen, felt, amen, with just a true testimony for God.
Amen.
This is what I used to be. This is what God saved me from. This is what He cleaned me up from. And now look what He's done. Nothing that anybody else has done. Nothing that my parents have done. Nothing that my wife or husband's done. But look what Jesus has done.
Amen.
I am very blessed, amen, to know some people, amen, that they were in their lowest part of their life, and Jesus stepped by, came by, knocked on their door, and saved them from the pit that they were in, and made them, amen, what they are today, amen. Drug addicts that are no longer drug addicts, alcoholics that ain't touched a drop of liquor, amen. A people that was once, amen, out in sin, now they're no longer in sin, but they are born again and saved by the grace of God,
amen.
Amen. I tell you what, tonight, folks, amen. It's good to know Christ, ain't it? Amen.
Amen.
It's good to know Jesus. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to know the Lord. I want to get in just a little bit tonight. I want to, amen, get into Matthew chapter 18. Amen. And let's just do verse 1. Amen. Let's just do verse 1 tonight. Because this is just a little bit of something, amen, God's given on my heart. Amen. And the pastor, amen, I love coming together in the Lord's house. And I love, amen, being in one mind and one accord. Amen. And I love feeling His Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. You may be seated. Amen. "Where two or three are gathered in My name, there I'll be in the midst of them." Amen. I'm glad tonight to know, amen, that where two or three are gathered in My name, He's in the midst, amen. That wherever we can come together in the Lord, wherever we can come together in His name, amen, He'll be, amen, with us, for us, amen. I'm glad tonight to know, amen, that He's done that time and time and time again. Amen. For what? Amen. We've come together and we've been in church services, amen, where there's only been two or three or four, but yet God's been in the midst. Why? Because we come in the name of the Lord. Amen. Because we come together. Amen. Folks on the same page. Amen. I've tasted of the Spirit. I know it's good. Amen. I know when I get together with brothers and sisters in Christ, I know, amen, that it's sweet. Amen. It's good for us, amen, to come together. Amen. Fellowship together. Amen. We need to protect this. We don't need to let the devil come in and try to destroy it, because he will. Amen. The moment a church starts getting going good, amen, and starts, amen, getting, amen, together, amen, is the moment the devil will fight the strongest. Amen. Amen. He is the fly that gets in the soup. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but if I have a load of soup and I see a big old fly get into it, I want that. Sometimes if I'm hungry enough, I'll just take the old fly with a spoon and I'll chuck them out of there and I'll still eat the soup. Amen. Because I know I'm hungry and I know it's good. Amen. That's all right. I ask the Lord to bless it. Amen. It's good. Amen. Sometimes we got to have a little faith. Amen. Folks, tonight, amen, when things are good like this and a fly gets in and tries to destroy it, amen, tries to make it, amen, to where we don't want it, folks, then we're in trouble. We need to protect it, amen. We need to kick the old fly out of the soup, amen. Amen, folks, what's the best weapon for a fly to get in your soup? It'd be a fly swatter. I think a lot of us leave our fly swatters at home, amen. And you know what? The Bible, amen, the Word of God is, amen, it's our sword. Amen, it's a good thing to fight off the devil with. You know what a lot of us do? We leave the Word of God at home. Amen. We don't take it with us. We don't carry it in our hearts. Amen. We don't take it to work with us.
amen, that it gets sweeter and sweeter and better and gooder as the old saying goes, yeah. the more the devil's going to try to get in and spoil it. Amen. Yeah. And folks, we need to be wise to the old devil. You know what the devil is? He's good at what he does. Amen. Yeah. That's what that lady, amen, testimony said. You know what? Amen. The devil's good at what he does. He's been doing it a long time. He knows how to do it right. Amen. He knows how to give his best. And he knows how to destroy. He knows how to tear apart. He knows how to cause confusion. And he'll do it. Amen. He'll take what we got here. Amen. And he'll tear it all to pieces if we let it. Amen. I'll tell you what. Turn with me. Amen. Just a little bit over here. Turn with me to Romans chapter 16 and verse 17. And now the Word of God says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the sinner." What did he say to do? Mark them, amen, that would cause division. Amen. Folks, amen, tonight I believe that there are people out there, amen, in our churches, in, amen, our homes, amen, in places, amen, we come together that will cause division. Amen. They will cause, amen, for us to split apart. Amen. I believe, amen, what God is trying to tell us this week and what He's trying to tell me. I see what's going on and I know it's good. Amen. This Sunday morning, Sunday night service is good. Amen. But I believe He's also telling us to have our eyes open and be aware. Amen. Of things that could come. Because the moment, amen, you let your guard down is the moment the devil come in. Amen. And it will cause division. He said, mark them. Amen. That will cause division. Amen. Because they don't follow after Jesus Christ. But what? They follow after their own belly. Amen. They follow after their own desires. Amen. They can sound just as pretty as anybody else. Amen. You know what the devil is? Amen. You know what? Someone that, amen, is trying to do the works of the devil. Amen. They can be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Amen. They can do that. They come in and look like anybody else, look as innocent and as pretty as anybody else. But, amen, you take the sheep's clothing off, what are they? They're wolves. And let me tell you something about a wolf. Wolf don't care about the flock. He's got his mind on one thing, and that's his belly, amen. If he can devour a sheep or two out of the herd, he will, amen. And don't care nothing about it. If, amen, the devil can take one of you, he will, amen.
That's right.
Amen. He'll come, amen, and she's close. He'll be, amen, in the midst of it. We've got members, amen. We've got preachers. We've got deacons. We've got, amen, Sunday school teachers. Amen. They'll say pretty speeches and pretty words. Amen. But be in sheep's clothing, amen, and divide. Amen. Tear apart. Amen. I've heard of too many churches. Amen. Going good. Amen. And then the devil come in and split it apart. I believe, amen, I believe someone told me, I believe Larry was telling me about church. Amen. Had a big crowd and all that. Amen. Then, amen, they split. Amen. Split. Went two different directions. Amen. Folks, let me tell you something. Amen. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We're all going to heaven. Amen. We're all going to the same place. We shouldn't let the devil come in and tear things apart. Amen. What we got here is good. It's sweet. Hey, the Spirit. Amen. Amen. He said, amen, where two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. And one thing I know about Island Chapel, amen, He's in the midst of it.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. I believe that.
Amen, brother.
I believe that God is in Jesus Christ. Amen. His Spirit is right here in the middle of us. Amen. That same Spirit. Amen. That same one that walked with the three Hebrew children, amen, in the burning fiery furnace, amen. Folks, how many were there in that furnace? There was three, amen. Guess what? When they got cast into the furnace, amen, guess what? They weren't the three anymore. Amen. There were four, amen. And amen, he looked down and he said, the fourth look and led him into the Son of God, amen. Folks, amen, if there's two or three in Jesus' name, he said, I'll be there.
Amen.
I believe it. I believe what the Bible says, don't you? Amen. I believe everything that it says. Amen. It's what it is.
Amen.
Folks, if He says to beware of these things, mark those that cause division. Amen. Mark them. Amen. Don't let someone come in here, amen, and tear what is going on amen, in this church, tear it all apart.
Right.
Because if you, amen, let your guard down, you leave your flash water at home, amen, guess what? Amen, flies can come in and ruin our soup, amen. And folks, hey, especially this time of year, we all love soup, amen. 30-degree weather, ain't nothing better than a big bowl of potato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, amen. Amen. You tell I ain't had dinner yet. Amen. I left the house and I went straight here. I ain't had the first bit of food. And boy, when you get us preachers, amen, up here and we ain't had dinner, you guarantee the message is going to have something to do with a sandwich or chicken or something. Amen. Amen. But folks, amen, tonight. Amen. If you value what you have here, beware of things that will come. I'm not saying they're here yet. I'm not saying that they're right in the midst of us yet. Amen. But what I'm saying is be aware of it. Protect it. Keep it. Amen. Hold on to it with everything in you because it's precious. Amen.
Amen.
You know how many churches out there would love to have? Amen. But you would, what church would just, amen, would just love to have a little taste of that again. Yeah. Amen. Our churches have grown cold. Our churches have, amen, broken apart. Why? Because we have pastors, amen, not on the same page with the deacons. We have Sunday school teachers not on the same page with the members, amen. We got people, amen, going in all different directions where the Bible says, amen, there's only one way to do it, and that's God's way.
Amen.
Amen. You can't see it God's way, amen. You might as well just quit, amen. Because folks, they ain't going to work unless you do it God's way. Amen. If I do it Jason's way up here, amen, pastor, being a preacher, amen, it ain't going to work. But if I do it God's way, it will.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't nothing I've done but what God's done. Why? Because we've all been on the same page. Amen. Right? I'm blessed with a deacon, amen, that's on the same page. Amen. We ain't fought. We ain't got at each other. Amen. He shoots something to me, I shoot something to him, and we agree, amen, and we go on with it. Amen. Sunday school teachers, I'm blessed with a lot of Sunday school teachers, amen, that will go, amen, and teach these young kids, amen, the Word of God, amen, and be on the same page with that. Folks, amen, the Bible says for us to be in one mind and one accord.
That's right.
Amen. Saint Spirit. Amen. Not a Methodist spirit, not a Pentecostal spirit, not a Church of Christ spirit, but amen, the Spirit. Amen. The one and only Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, so mark them, amen, cause division because they don't follow Jesus Christ. They follow after their own bellies. Amen. They follow after their desires. If they can try, amen, to ruin the soup, they will. Amen. They can try, amen, to make you pull that bowl away, amen, not take another bite, they will. And there's a lot of people, amen, walking around today, amen, that says they won't darken the church house doors again. Why? Because there's someone, amen, that came in and caused division, amen.
Yeah.
And left a sour taste in the mouth. Say, well, I've been, Brother Jason, in church, and I've been, and I've seen the worst of it. And why would I want to go back to that if that's all there is? Folks, let me tell you something. People, amen, see things that are going on, and they're waiting for an excuse, amen. And if you give them just a little bit, they'll thank you. Amen. So if they see the pastor arguing with the deacon, or Sunday school teachers arguing with the members, or you see, amen, all of it, one side going against the other side, guess what? Amen. This church ain't going to last too long.
Nope.
Amen. I don't care what kind of pastor you have here. Amen. If division comes in, if the devil comes in, and he plops down right here in the middle of it, this church ain't going to go on. Amen. It'll close. Amen. So folks, amen, be cautious. Amen. Be aware of things that will come. Be prepared. Amen. Because the more we get into this, amen, the more we go along, amen, the devil's just looking for a little bit open.
Right.
Amen. And he'll take it. Amen. So carry flash waters with you. Amen. If that's what you need to do to protect your soup, amen, bring flash water with you. Set by the table. Amen. Get the old devil out.
Amen.
Keep him away.
Amen.
Don't let him come and ruin what we have. Amen. This is precious. This is holy. This is wonderful. Amen. This is what I look forward to on Sunday morning. Amen. Is getting up and getting myself to church. Amen. And fellowship and praising the Lamb of God and feeling the Spirit that I feel. Amen.
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 And tell you what, it's good.
Yes, it is.
Amen. When I leave church, amen, I feel like I've been in the service of God. I feel like He's been in the midst.
That's right.
Amen. Whether there be 30 or whether there be 5 or 10. But you know what? We had a good time.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because He said 2 or 3. In my name, I'll be in the midst. Amen. So, amen, if it's just a little bit of us, Jesus said, if we come together, he'll be in the midst. Amen. So I'm thankful tonight. Don't let the old devil come in and destroy us. Amen. Protect it. Amen. If you see someone going through a hard time, amen, lift them up. Amen. Pray for them. Amen. Pick them up. Carry them. Amen. If you have to. Folks, amen. Pray ye one for another. Exalt one another. Amen. Don't cast each other down.
That's right.
Amen. Don't do that. Lift each other up. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen tonight. All right. That's your message. Everybody stand tonight. Amen.